I'm John Wells for thespec.com. Something about August. I felt it this morning. Moments after waking up, I went downstairs, opened the front door, bent down to pick up the newspaper, and felt it in the air. August. More to the point, I felt August expiring, September looming. Everything's still the same, but on the cusp of changing. I felt a nip in the air. Never mind that the humidex was forecast for 30-something in the afternoon. I avoid turning on air conditioning in the house, and so, bare-chested, I felt it, the faintest hint of fall chill. And then I saw dew beating on the grass. Such a beautiful scene. Such a fleeting one. August is the ultimate glass-half-full, half-empty test. To you, does it represent the start of something, or the conclusion, or something in between? To paraphrase Churchill, August is perhaps not an end, or even the beginning of the end, but the end of the beginning. I should note at this point that I've been researching a series on mental health in Hamilton, and perhaps one of the psychiatrists I've interviewed might gently suggest, upon hearing my reflections, John, you might want to consider not simply writing about our patients, but becoming one. But really, there is, for me, and I suppose others, something about August. It surely should be a time to simply continue in the celebration of summer, what with the first day of fall, September 22nd, still more than a month away. But summer does not end in the same way it arrives, which is gradually budding, the spring thaw part of the discovery and anticipation. Summer's exit, for which August is the overture, seems a downhill train to Ty Cats Argos, Labor Day weekend, the first day of school, and fall fairs. September and October absolutely have their charms, and even hot weather, but summer exits in a rush and then a thud. I remember as a kid waking up on the first day of school, and my mom was downstairs in the kitchen cooking boiled eggs, and she would have all the windows open. And for the first time in months, when I padded sleepily into the kitchen, I would feel the shock of cold linoleum on my bare feet, and I would know that something had passed and something else was starting. August is the great pretender. Heat waves? Sure, it still gets hot in late August, but it's not a July heat, because you know it won't stick around, not for long. The weather is often glorious, cloud-free, sunny, bright, but the days grow shorter, and that light appears more golden and mellow, the trees bathing in it still in full leaf, casting long shadows, telling us it's not going to last. One of my favorite Simon and Garfunkel songs is called April Come She Will. Simon's words, Garfunkel's voice. Simon equates the seasons with the rise and fall of a love affair. April come she will, May she will stay, June she'll change her tune, July she will fly. And what does Paul Simon write of August? September, I remember, he writes, a love once new has grown old. I've got a birthday coming up at the end of August. This could be where the roots of my mixed emotions lie. Growing up, I always felt a bit cheated by that birth date. Why couldn't it be in early July or something? But the end of August, it occurred to me, meant I couldn't look forward to my birthday, because if I did, I'd be wishing away the summer. Which, in hindsight, seems pretty heavy thinking for a kid. But anyway, that was how I felt. But then again, my birthday is on August 29th. It's not the absolute end. August 29th, that's perfect. Still 2 days of August to savor, and then, die she must. Followed by, yes, Paul Simon, remembrance of what the summer was and what it might have been. But also, I hope, and most of all, gratitude to be blessed enough to feel it all one more time. Thanks for listening. I'm John Wells.